Back to another episode. Today I'm super excited because we have another guest that I actually don't know and haven't really got to meet.
Not
Yeah,
yet.
we just started following each other like last year. We know each other from the interwebs, but I'm like, yeah, this is a really exciting time for me to get to know Ruthie as well. Ruthie has just literally told me she's been an entrepreneur and a mother. So, how old is your son?
I have two boys. I have a 14-year-old and I have a 6-year-old.
Yes, I knew that you had to, but 14 years. She's been an entrepreneur for 14 years. She
Well,
has.
I've been, it's actually, sorry. I became an entrepreneur when he was like two. He just turned two. And I
Wow.
started my first business.
2 years old, and like that's the hard, like I think every year is the hardest. Like they say twos and then threes, and then it's just like I'm sure you could teach me a whole bunch. But
every kid is different.
yeah. And boys, I mean, I don't know if it's just my boy or if it's a boy thing, but like it's a lot of energy.
Lots of energy.
So
When they're younger. So Logan is 6, Liam is 14. Liam is much more mellow. He started mellowing out like 12, 13, 14. And Logan is just a ball of spitfire. He's just a little spitfire.
there's so many elements to like the boy, the girl, when were they born, what is their sign, what is their human design? Like we can really un unpack that in so many different ways. But really, like what just had inspired me about you, Ruthie, is you were saying, like, I've basically been an entrepreneur since I had my son, and I've done it all alone, and I'm getting ready to move, and I'm gonna have help for like the first time in over a decade. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, congrats to you. Like I can't imagine
Thanks.
doing this alone. So Ruthie is a business coach. She's a success coach. She helps you sell with soul. And I'm really excited to talk about this conversation because one of the number one things that I get is how do I sell without feeling salesy? And I'm like, be salesy. Just don't sell something that's not gonna work, right? Don't lie when you're selling. So I'm excited to like hear about
That's true.
your experience with sales as becoming an entrepreneur. Like, just tell us a little of your story. Like, how did this happen? How did you get started?
For
How has it
sure.
evolved?
So it all started with a health and fitness business, actually. So I started in the health and fitness industry. I got pregnant when I was 23 and I put on like 85 pounds. And so after I had the baby, I started a journey to get healthy and to lose the baby weight. And you know how we just kind of go through that season postpartum of just like wanting to get our body back and wanting to feel better. And for me, it was also like such an outlet because I was in a really unsafe and destructive, violent, emotionally, psychologically, just not a good relationship. And so the exercise became my outlet. It became the way that I processed, the way that I felt, the way that I moved through the stress, the unknown, the sadness, like everything. And when my son was about two, he just turned two. So it was like not even a month after his second birthday. I hit a breaking point and I was done. And I left my ex and was like, I'm out of here. I'm not taking this anymore. And I started my first business the next day. I started with network marketing. It's such a great way to like learn the ropes of social media, create your story, create like get some experience selling someone else's product. Like it was just awesome. Like I really loved it. I became very passionate about helping people. And then I made like 30 grand in like the first 6 months. And I was like, what is going on? This is wild. And so I then fell in love with the business side of the company. So I was working for Beachbody and I was doing the health and fitness, and I was coaching people with that. But then I started coaching other coaches on how to build their network marketing business. And I fell in love with mentoring and with coaching and with the team aspect and the masterminding aspect and like helping one another and the group work. Like, oh, I just love it. I love like group exercise. I love being in a group environment. But then I hit a point about 4.5 years in where I was like, really? Is this it? Like, am I just gonna get weekly paychecks and I'm just gonna sling these products for someone else? Like, it just started to fall flat for me in a way of like, it's just got me questioning. Like, is this it? Is this really what I'm supposed to be doing for the rest of my life? I had a really super, super, super random conversation with a woman about August of 2017. And she was a friend of mine. I met her through a separate community in the online space. And she was like, dude, you'd be so good at just like business coaching, mindset coaching. You're already doing it. Like, why are you capping yourself under someone else's products and someone else's business model? And I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. How do I even get started with this? I have no idea. She's like, literally, like you could just create an offer and put it out there. And I'm like, but what would I charge? I don't even, how much money are we talking here? She's like, whatever you want. So I did. I like whipped up a Google Doc, put together offers, put it out the next day and made $4,000. So then within 6 months, I quit my full-time job. I went full-time in business. I got pregnant with another baby at the same time. So August, I started Rebel Soul. September, we got married. I was doing full-time maitre d' work at a restaurant. And I was able to quit that job and go full-time with Rebel Soul. And I had my first 10K month after that, while I found out I was pregnant and I was dealing with all this other stuff. Like there was so many things going on behind the scenes and it was just really cool. And then over the next first year in business, I hit 100K. The next year in business, I hit 100K. And then I found Andy. And then I started like just, I knew when I found her that everything was going to change because I had the systems, but I lacked the somatics. And I just am such a believer in like having the internal systems and the somatic systems to build the capacity to grow your MRR. And that's what I focused on. And I went from like 100K to 222 to like 375 to like 500K to just, almost $2 million in 5 years. So it's just pretty absolutely amazing. So that's like how, and then I've just gone through a series of deaths and rebirths over the last couple of years of letting bigger chunks and portions of the business go and allowing myself permission to not have the answer of like what's next, like closing down the certificate, closing down one certification, shutting down one mastermind, opening up a different, group. Like, you go through series of growth spurts and growth changes in your business. And sometimes, you can even just go through a season of like, no, I'm not going to do that right now, but then maybe I'll bring it back. Like, I stopped doing retreats for 2 years because I wanted to be there for my husband was going through a career change and I wanted to be home more. And when you do retreats, you're gone. Like, if they're in almost every part of your offer suite, you're gone. Like, every 6, 8 weeks, it can be a lot. And when you have little kids, in 2022, from 2020 through 2023 or 2022, I was doing a retreat like every 6 weeks. And my son was only 2 years old, two, three, four. So we'd have to leave him home or leave him with the nanny. And it just became really hard. And so we decided to just pause that for a bit, and like there's just been a lot of really beautiful ebbs and flows and challenges. And now we're, we pulled Logan from home from school to homeschool, and we're like, never doing that again. It's just so hard. It's not that like I don't like homeschool. It's just not, I just don't think it's for us. Like two entrepreneurs who love our work and like want to be the best at what we can do. Like we also really struggled with all of that. So, anyways, yeah, that's kind of like my story and like how I got started. I like to say I've scaled my business with authenticity and speed and just like I used to be super anti-strategy and then I'm just like love it and we had to find our like happy medium and yeah.
Such a beautiful story about like the evolution of like is
Oh
because a
yeah.
lot of the times I get this question like how did you know that was the thing, Amber? And I'm like, I didn't. I just
Yeah.
started with what the thing was in the moment, and that led to
Yeah.
that, and that led to that, and that led to that. And so it's like the story is just an evolution of like meeting yourself with where you are in the moment. And this is the becoming, right? So as you were sharing, like you went into network marketing, you went through a divorce, you went through like becoming a mother, then becoming a mother to two. And it's like, you kept hitting edges within yourself, and that didn't limit you. It allowed you to
Exactly.
become even more of who you are. Where sometimes what happens is like we limit ourselves with, like, well, what does it mean if I have this label? Or what does it mean if I have this label? And I so hear you with like the strategy. I used to be so pro strategy that I lost
Right.
everything I was. And that's like just deep embodiment
Oh,
through
yeah.
transformation. And so it's
Yeah.
really, really powerful to see and hear your story of like this evolution of like what you sit, where you sit now, because like that will continue to change with the move that you're going through. And
Oh,
also,
yeah.
you have this certification that's coming, so that's going to change some things. Can you tell me about a time that you felt limited in your life and your business and how you overcame that with what tools you have today?
Oh my gosh. Do we ever fully overcome it? Yes. Let me see. I think there's just been like a series of resistance that I've always kind of faced because, if I'm being honest, like it's never really been all that. It's been easy in some aspects, but then it's also not been easy in some aspects because co-parenting is really challenging. And when you're co-parenting with someone you don't necessarily get along with, it makes it even more complicated. And so, in the first couple of years of business, I just always had to be ready to like drop everything, go get my kid, or change things up, my schedule. I just always kind of had to be like flexible. And I think to a degree, mothers are always like that with business, but this was like not because of my child. And so that gave me a lot of frustration around just never being able to feel like I could have like a set schedule, like always being on edge, always like being the one who has to clean up the mess, you know? And that was really hard for me to kind of navigate. And then also later on, as Liam got a little bit older, the dynamics shifted and it's been really hard to hold because there's been a lot of alienation. Now I'm just not included in anything. And so it's been kind of like a letting go. And to be honest with you, for about 18 months, I actually like shut Andy out. I just was like, I can't do this. I can't handle it. I can't feel. I can't do this. It's too much. I really just kind of put the tools down. And I caught myself about October of last year going, oh, wow, you're really in like, you're in some serious trauma responses right now. Like, you need to be using your tools. And it was building my relationship back up with them and not becoming dependent or reliant, but using them for me to just feel better. Right. And then eventually it became about, it became, you know, when you become like a student of your work and you're like, I'm doing this because I want to go first and But also, it's like in the beginning of a health and fitness journey, you do it because you want to feel better. It's about you. And then it transitions into like, oh, I can help people with this. And I think that's like the journey for me was like, no, this is too much. Okay, but now I know that I look at what's happened when I'm not using them. Like, obviously, I need to use them. This is crazy. And my creativity was completely turned offline. I had a hard time writing content. I became very reliant on like ChatGPT. And just because I could not think, I couldn't even think. My brain was just completely like my logical linear brain was just firing and my emotional brain was just off. I could not access anything that made me creative, happy, connected, all those things. And it really impacted like my business. It really impacted my business. And I just hit a breaking point. Also, I'm gonna cry because like I isolated myself a lot and like I cut myself off from community. I was actually I remember October of last year, I was like, I saw Andy put up this like free experience and I was like, I gotta go to that. I'm just gonna figure out a way to get there. And I got there and I just like I can breathe. I'm around people who get it. Even if they don't get it, they get it. And just watching other people go through the motions or do the work, I was like, okay, I can do this again. But there's been a lot of seasons where it's just like, it's been too much. It's been hard to hold everything. But those are the seasons when your capacity expands and when you really find out like who you are. And I've never thought about giving up or stopping because I just have never really had a plan B. This has always been the thing, always. And it's funny because someone recently said to me, you know, like, if it's your calling, it'll come back to you. I'm like, if it's your calling, you'll never give it away in the first place. You'll never stop. Like, you just, I don't know. People ask me, like, how do you wake up every morning, like, roaring and ready to go? It's like, you just, this is a like a responsibility. So I know I got a little sidetracked there, but I hope that answers your question.
Well, yeah, it really does because in yogic philosophy, there is a saying, we forget so that we can remember. And so
Yeah.
I'm sure that you experience this too. Every time you go to launch a program, you get initiated 11 times higher than you ever have before. And you're like, why did I launch that program? You
Yeah.
know, and it's just like, and it happens every time. And then you don't realize it until you're in it and you're like, oh, yeah, that's because I'm launching this program and I got to be the student of my own work. And so
Yeah.
sometimes, like, ignorance is bliss and we wish we didn't know. And there are those moments where we pretend like we don't know, but we always come back to being the student, right? And so, yeah, holding you just in that, like, awareness. You were just
Thanks.
like, I didn't want to feel in that moment. And you don't have to, right? Like there, but how long are you going to avoid it? Because then you can't be the embodied leader. So Ruthie got herself back in the room and she did the,
Yeah.
you know, and it's like, why? Because we are the only one that limits ourselves from what we can achieve, right? It's like we limit ourselves. And I love what you said about I wake up every day roaring because I know you wake up every day roaring, regardless of if it's working or not, because it's your
Absolutely.
sole mission. There isn't like a, I'm gonna do this and if it works, it's like, I'm doing this until it works energy, right? Like
And
you,
even when you keep
even
going.
when, yeah, like you post,
Yes.
you share, you sell, you show up. Like ever since I started following you, that's all I see is like your dedication and your devotion to this work. And so it's like when people are like, I don't know where you get the momentum. I'm like, you can't not have momentum.
I know, I'm
Your
like, I don't understand that
vision.
language.
Yeah. Even if, like you said, you're like, I leaned into other things like ChatGPT when I was in a dark moment. I didn't avoid my mission, even though I
Yeah.
wasn't taking care of myself. Right. And it's like,
Yeah.
but then you're like, oh yeah, but if I really want to leave my mission, I got to get back to myself. Right. And so
Yeah.
it's like dual reality, but you really just show like what it means to be an embodied leader and what happens when you get off track, you forget. this is why I eat this way. This is why I do these practices. This is why I live this way. It's like I talk about, like, I went to Italy for 2 weeks and I ate pizza, pasta, and bread. And I came home and I'm like, oh, I feel like shit. That's why I eat this way. Sometimes you have to forget that you eat healthy, good, nourishing, like whole, nutritious foods because of the way it makes you feel. Or otherwise, we'd always eat ice cream,
I
right?
totally. Yeah,
But
especially when you're pregnant.
oh my gosh, I
Especially
ate
when you're pregnant.
so bad when I was pregnant. Like the first 12 weeks of my pregnancy, I
Oh,
felt
yeah.
so bad. All I did was like eat bread and like
Yeah.
so many
That's how I've been feeling. I'm
carbs.
like, how is it that I'm like 10 weeks and I look like I'm 6 months pregnant already?
Literally, ma'am.
And like literally none of my clothes fit.
No. Literally, my mom, like when I posted my pregnancy online, she's like, Amber, you can't be 5 months pregnant. And I was like, who said that to someone? And it was just because like I gained weight so quickly, but then it like stabilized. But I'm like texting my midwife. I'm like, if it keeps up like this, I'm in big trouble. But now I
I
can tell you I'm on the other side and I desire salad and good foods. Like
Yeah,
it
I know. And I'm
normalizes.
like, oh my gosh, but when I only eat whole foods, when I only eat really
Exactly.
good, I eat all the time. Like all the time. Anyways, I love what you said about like having sometimes we have to forget to remember that that's exactly what it is. And I feel like that is also just something that a lot of people need to hear because way too many coaches, it doesn't even matter how much money they're making. So many people go through this where they forget for a millisecond or a year or a half a year or 3 years, you know, and it's becoming it's becoming something people become ashamed of, but it's very natural, like because everybody, what I went through that caused me to forget was trauma. And everybody responds to it differently. But you have to know, this is the cool part about going first and being the embodied leader is that you can identify it and pinpoint it faster than anybody else because you know yourself at the depth that like nobody else knows. And you're able to go, oh yeah, this is not how I normally behave. This is not how I normally feel. This is a natural, normal response to a very stressful situation, but this is not like an everyday thing. I don't know. I just find that a lot of people, they feel shamed. They feel ashamed by this. And it's nothing to be ashamed of because it's a very natural thing that a lot of people go through.
And I think what you speak to right here is like you are a human being. And so you hold God's source universal consciousness and you also hold your humanness. And so it's like having softness with your humanness because even as a leader who is fully embodied, you can still become unembodied, right? Depending on what's happening, like the type of mother I am depends on how much sleep, if I've eaten. What's happening in my business, what's happening in my marriage, the type of leader that I am, the same thing, right? And so it's like really, I hear you in that, like how we hold ourselves to unrealistic standards and to come back to the power. What do you think the world would look like if we had more embodied leaders who really truly understood their power and ability to birth?
I feel like if more embodied leaders understood their power to birth, I feel like they would stop be afraid of creating and then like it not being a masterpiece. Because the glory of being one, this is a form of art. This is all form, like your business is, this business is so cool because it's not just about serving and showing up and holding space and coaching. You're a literal creator. Like everything that you're putting out is a full body experience for people. This is why Rebel Soul has like a rock star vibe, because it brings in like my artistry and like I'm a singer. I studied music and I studied musical theater and I studied all these things in college. And I've always kind of wanted to bring that into whatever I'm doing, but like I feel like if we started to embrace this piece, we would stop being afraid of only one or two people being in every program versus having 50 people in, right? We would stop looking at the metrics as gauges of success, and we start looking at elements of expression and elements of art, and knowing that like every single artist that puts out an album, not every single one of them goes to the top. Not every single one of them goes platinum, like, but they're not done creating because it's their art. It's their expression. It's the way their heart beats. It's the pulse of who they are. So I think that there would just be so much more courage to not have it all perfect, to not to be more authentic, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and what I really heard from you is like to do it because it's your,
Yes.
it's like you just do it
Yeah.
because it's yours. It's like I couldn't agree with you more. It's like I just keep creating because I'm obsessed, right?
I
Like
know when people are like, how do you get all these ideas? I'm like, I don't know.
And what is the legacy that you wish to leave behind before we wrap up today? Like when you're no longer here, what do you want your kids to feel? What do you want to be remembered as and of?
I want the way that I show up for people and the way that I serve and the way that I love people and to be felt. And I want to be remembered for the way that I led myself and how that bled out and gave people the courage to lead themselves. I want my kids to be like, she just was such a relentless force of love and service and authenticity. And just that was like brought us closer to God. Like, I just feel that all this is supposed to be like, this is all why God put me here. And I want to be the embodiment of that mission, that purpose. And that's what I want my kids to remember.
So beautiful. And it just, yeah, it leaves me wrapped in hugs. And it makes me think of the reel that you just posted of you singing and just like how powerful that was to
Thank
see.
you.
Yeah. So, those that are listening, how can they come find you? Listen to this reel that I just dropped here. Like, where
Yes.
do you hang
Oh,
out?
thanks. I am mostly on Instagram. I flip-flop between liking Facebook and hating it. But I'm on Instagram and Facebook. Ruthie Cease on Facebook and The Rebel Soul on Instagram. Uh-oh. And then, sorry, my phone started ringing. And then, yeah, those are the places that I hang out. I'm not really like, I like to keep it simple. I don't want to be on all these platforms. It's a lot.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you for being here. Here's
Yes.
to you, I, those that are listening,
Heck
becoming
yeah.
limitless, staying deeply connected to your limitless power and your ability to like birth anything into the world.
Yes.
And if you're not already, go follow Ruthie, say hi. If
Thanks.
something lands from this podcast, be sure to screenshot it, tag us, let us know your biggest takeaways. Like, we want to hear from you and how this activated something in your body, in your heart, your mind. And I will talk to you on the next episode.
Yay.